Ashley Allison revved up the crowd during the opening session of the 5th Annual Greater Waco Community Education Summit Thursday morning. Allison, who's executive director of the Waco Foundation, told a packed house that if they took nothing else away from her talk, they had to remember this.
McLennan County's college-going rate, this means the people that graduate from high schools throughout the county, is higher than the state of Texas.
In 2011, 52.2% of high school graduates in Texas were attending college by the following fall. McLennan County's college-going rate was 10% higher than the state average during that same year. And while Waco ISD is only slightly higher than the state average at 56.8%, the college-going rate has increased significantly over the last 10 years. For example, in 2002, only 43.5% of its graduates were attending college. This growth in educational attainment is what the Education Alliance, who organized the summit, works to promote and fit well with this year's theme of gaining momentum. However, when former Lieutenant Governor Bill Ratliff took the stage, he described momentum of another kind, cuts to public education in Texas. He said many politicians pay lip service to education, but fail to fight for funding.
But as my mama used to say, the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
And funding has been steadily decreasing. Since 2009, there's been a cumulative budget shortfall of over $8 billion. By the end of his talk, Ratliff's message was clear. If public education is a priority, local efforts will need to move to a statewide level. Becky Fogel, KWBU News.